Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Mining for Opportunity: What Investors Should Know About the Sprott Active Metals and Miners ETF. Metals remain essential to infrastructure, technology, and security globally. Investors can explore the Sprott Active Metals and Miners ETF to navigate the complex mining sector. The ETF, known as METL, offers active management to address the challenges in the mining industry. With demand for industrial and specialty minerals on the rise, the ETF focuses on companies that can reliably supply these materials. The lead portfolio manager, Justin Tolman, brings valuable insights as an economic geologist with extensive experience in the resource sector. The ETF's hands-on approach includes over 200 management meetings annually and on-site reviews worldwide to assess the resilience of mining projects. By actively managing risks and engaging with mining executives, the ETF aims to provide investors with a strategic way to participate in the sector while mitigating potential challenges.
DataVault AI, DVLT, partners with 99.7 FM to launch first commercial deployment of patented 8IO tech. DataVault AI, a leader in AI-driven data visualization, valuation, and monetization, has partnered with 99.7 FM to launch the first commercial deployment of its patented 8IO technology. This one-year pilot program will integrate DataVault's AdIO and DataVault data monetization services into 99.7 FM's live events and advertising platforms, marking a significant milestone in mainstream broadcast applications of IO's data over sound innovation. Pending FCC approval, the pilot will enable interactive two-way audience engagement through sound-triggered mobile communications, bridging digital and physical experiences. Co-founder and CMO Sonia Choi sees this partnership as a way to create new revenue streams and expand advertising inventory in the $28.75 billion U.S. radio advertising market. To learn more about DataVault AI and its innovative technologies, visit www.datavaultsite.com. Heartbeam, on the beat of cardiac innovation. Heartbeam, traded on NASDAQ as Beat, is set to revolutionize cardiac diagnostics with its innovative ECG technology. The company aims to launch commercialization post-FDA approval, offering a portable, cable-free ECG solution that combines accuracy with ease of use. This advancement is expected to ease the burden on healthcare facilities, enhance patient engagement, and expand access to quality cardiac monitoring, especially in underserved areas or for patients needing frequent arrhythmia assessments. Heartbeam's goal is to empower patients and healthcare providers by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities, reshaping the future of cardiac health management.
Tech Media Breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp., NASDAQ, reports strong momentum with expanding deployments, strategic partnerships, and path to profitability. SkyX Platforms Corp., listed on NASDAQ X, recently reported strong momentum with expanding deployments, strategic partnerships, and a path to profitability. The company has over 100 patents and 60 lighting and home decor websites. With $15.7 million in cash as of June 30, 2025, and a $3.25 million raise in September, SkyX showcased its smart technologies during a Marriott hotel renovation and secured major deployments for projects in Austin, Texas, and Miami. They also announced a U.S. manufacturing partnership with Profab Electronics. SkyX's goal is to achieve cash flow positivity by the end of 2025, with Titan Partners Group as a key strategic advisor. For more information, visit skyplug.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Quantum Computing Inc. QBT, secures $750 million in oversubscribed private placement to accelerate commercialization and growth. Quantum Computing Inc., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol QUBT, has secured $750 million in an oversubscribed private placement to accelerate commercialization and growth. The company entered into securities purchase agreements with institutional investors for the sale of over 37 million shares of common stock. The offering is expected to close on or about October 8, 2025. Titan Partners Group acted as the sole placement agent for the transaction. QCI plans to use the proceeds for various purposes, including accelerating commercialization, pursuing strategic acquisitions, and expanding sales and engineering teams. CEO Dr. Yuping Huang highlighted that this financing brings the total capital raised to $1.64 billion since November 2024, positioning QCI as a leading quantum hardware manufacturer with one of the strongest balance sheets in the sector.
Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ VMAR, announces partnership to launch Quebec's first multi-level electric boating showcase. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., MR, has announced a partnership with Port de Plaisance La Ronde to launch Quebec's first multi-level electric boating showcase. This collaboration highlights VMR's dedication to enhancing its presence in Quebec and revolutionizing the boating experience with clean energy solutions. As a leader in the electric boating industry, Vision Marine Technologies specializes in high-performance electric propulsion systems and boats. The strategic partnership aims to introduce sustainable boating practices and set a new standard for eco-friendly maritime experiences. Chief Operating Officer Maxime Poudrier stated, "With this initiative, we reaffirm our commitment to strengthening our presence in Quebec." For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., OTCU, UUF, leverages Louisiana incentives to advance rare earth operations. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., specializing in rare earth elements, is leveraging Louisiana's incentives to advance operations. Louisiana offers foreign trade zones at various ports, including England Air Park, supporting Ucore with a $15 million incentive package. Ucore is developing the Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex at England Air Park to strengthen the U.S. supply chain for critical minerals. Louisiana is becoming a hub for rare earth production, making it an attractive location for Ucore's endeavors in electric vehicles, renewable energy, and defense technologies. Investor news breaks. Supercom Limited, SPCB, secures second electronic monitoring contract in Virginia, expanding U.S. footprint. Supercom Limited, a global provider of secured solutions for the e-government, Internet of Things, and cybersecurity sectors, has secured a new contract to provide alcohol monitoring technologies and services in California. The contract, valued at up to $3 million for an initial three-year term, was secured through SPCB's subsidiary Leaders in Community Alternatives. Supercom's president and CEO, Orton Trabelsi, highlighted the company's reputation for reliable electronic monitoring services as pivotal in securing the contract. This win marks another milestone in the company's expansion into the U.S. market, with the contract already in effect through 2026, offering potential for extensions and recurring revenue. Supercom remains committed to driving technological advancements and delivering top-tier solutions to address the unique challenges faced by the criminal justice system.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQBU, featured in Network Newswire. Editorial, highlighting gold producers' position for market leadership. ES Gold Corp., a gold exploration and development company, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting gold producers' position for market leadership. With record gold prices, a weakening U.S. dollar, and sustained central bank buying driving investor demand for well-managed mining equities, ES Gold is well-positioned to capitalize on these trends. The company has full funding, permits secured, and near-term production targeted for 2026, offering both scale and upside potential in a tightening gold market. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company at the forefront of clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Germany to extend EV tax exemption to 2035. Germany has announced that it will extend the exemption of electric vehicles from motor vehicle taxes until 2035 in an effort to maintain momentum in its transition to cleaner transportation. Federal Finance Minister Lars Klingbeil confirmed the draft legislation, putting an end to months of uncertainty. This move aligns with Germany's focus on renewable energy. Companies like Powerbank Corporation, SUN, says CNFRA 103, may be considering the implications of this decision. For more information on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, visit greencarstocks.com. Scientists stunned upon discovering glioblastoma Rhodes skull tissue. Scientists were stunned to discover that glioblastoma, the deadliest form of brain cancer, erodes the skulls of its victims. This finding challenges the assumption that the disease is localized and could explain the low success rates of current therapies. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. NASDAQ CNSP are working to develop new treatments for glioblastoma. Investors can find updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focused on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website. China wants to upend NVIDIA's chip dominance. China is determined to close the gap on U.S. technology dominance by investing heavily in AI, robotics, and high-end semiconductor chips. This push aims to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers and strengthen China's position in the global tech race. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. now need to accelerate their R&D programs to keep up with these advancements. Global Tech Corp., GLTK, accelerates digital transformation through its AI and Big Data Center of Excellence, COE. Global Tech Corp. has launched its AI and Big Data Center of Excellence, a hub focused on driving enterprise innovation and digital transformation. The COE offers AI-driven solutions, advanced analytics, and capability development to pave the way for a data-first future. Frank R. Parrish, a 3, has been appointed as president of Global Tech Corporation, further enhancing the initiative. The COE aims to accelerate the adoption of AI and data-driven transformation across global enterprises, providing strategic consulting, enterprise solutions, and applied research. This multidisciplinary ecosystem enables clients to streamline workflows, enhance productivity, scale, and build future-ready capabilities. For more information, visit techmediawire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.